You're listening to The Live Feed on KQAL 89.5 FM, Winona. Tonight we air our interview with local band October, featuring great songs from the 80s and some wonderful originals too. The band October has been around for 25 years and features a KQAL alumni, Guy Hamernick. We went and covered their event at Ed's No Name Bar back on May 1st. It was 80s prom night and the theme was London Calling. October was there to supply the entertainment and tons of people showed up in classic 80s style. Let's go ahead and take a listen to the interview and then we're going to hear some songs from that night. You're listening to The Live Feed on KQAL, and I'm your host, Terry Tenseth, joined by Anna Flores and Mike Martin.
Hey, I'm Guy Hamernick. I'm bass player and keyboard player and a KQAL alumni from 91.
Wow.
I'm Troy Tiki, originally from Winona, lead vocals and keyboards.
Stan Brightlow, I play guitar and the program synthesizers live next to me.
Scott Stillmaker, I play the drums and... We have a good time.
Yeah. So you said started in January.
Snowed in December.
Snowed in December of 84.
Yeah. In 84. So you guys call yourself October with a K, referring to a U2 album.
Yeah, we used to be a U2 cover band, kind of. We only know two songs. So.
And what are those two songs?
Oh, we did. We did "Glory" and "I Will Follow." Those are the first two that we did.
And no more, no other U2 songs that you guys...
We pick up them over the time. Well, tonight we do The Electric Company, which is still, it's really jamming, but again, it's kind of an obscure song from them. But it's, in the K, I don't know where that came from. To be different, or if we had some sort of Russian
name.
That
one up.
Yeah. Okay, Tober.
What made all of you get into music?
Oh, gosh. What made me get into music? Just listening to other music. I mean, one of my brother's friends' parents had a vending business with jukeboxes, and they'd bring all the 45s at home, and I'd sit and play them on my little record player. I had, like, Alice Cooper Billion Dollar Babies cranking out of this little toy record player when I was, like, 7, so... I mean, that's pretty diverse music for a kid that's 7 years old. I mean, that's probably where it started. I don't know. MTV? Back when MTV had music, maybe?
Early MTV. Yeah.
Inspirational. The music was very inspiring to listen to and want to perform. And I love the performing part. I mean, the being up on stage and just kind of being that. It's a big rush.
Anybody else? How did you get into music?
I started learning strings. I played upright bass. I learned from Betsy Neal, who does the Winona Fiddlers now. She's still teaching. Oh, she's teaching my son, actually, to play cello. So I did that, and then bass was fun, but I wanted something a little bit more in the melodic, so I picked up guitar. And Mike Paul, the drummer who introduced Guy and I to each other, his brother was going to school with me, and I got to know him, and away we went. And Guy's influenced me into the alternative out there music a lot over the years, so I thank him for that.
I started listening to my dad play drums for a country band, and I thought that looked pretty cool, and hey, I want to be like my dad, why not? So, and then I got into the hard rock and heavy metal, and, you know.
Country, the gateway drumming.
Yeah, I played for a blues band for a while, so I kind of just bounced around, but I have a lot of fun with it. I appreciate all the spectrum of music. It's great. Oh, yeah, I played saxophone for Mr. Lewick. I don't know if he's still around. And Miss Delano from fifth grade on, and Randy Blazer, and Mr. Her, and all those other people down junior high. Tomorrow, Winona Connections.
Yeah. You guys opened up, in, I think it was in Rochester, for a pretty big name band.
Smithereens.
Yeah, Smithereens. Yeah, that's right.
They were really cool.
Yeah.
Very. Yeah, great bunch of guys.
That was as close as I guess you get to being the real deal, because we had the backstage room, dressing room, and got to meet the Smithereens and get pictures with them, and... You know, okay, and the girl comes up and says, hey, it's time to go on. You guys ready? You know, 5, 4, 3, 2, you know, we're on. That was...
Yeah, we had our own green room and everything with water. Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, hey, I'll take...
Was it 7,500 people there?
Yeah, between 7,000 and 9,000, the estimated. Who can count, though? I mean, really.
Most embarrassing gig? How'd you overcome it?
No. No, I don't know. Do we ever have an embarrassing one?
Or an embarrassing moment, maybe?
Oh, there's plenty of those.
Oh, yeah. Stick around. I'll have four or five of them easily.
There's some where there was too many lights were pulling the power down, and his drums are electronic, so they kept turning off on us all the time.
Couldn't figure that out. Kept going on, back off. What's going on here?
I had a light bar fall on my head once with the other band, with the Oxymorons, but that was...
Yeah.
That's ouch. Okay.
Yeah. It came down and hit the microphone. The microphone hit me right in the forehead, so that was
Was that the one where the guy broke his leg stage diving off the tables?
Yeah. We got that was pretty crazy those days. But I think what makes us work, though, is that we all get along really well and have a good time doing it. So, I mean, I think the aspirations of making it big are long gone, but we still have a good time doing it, so why quit?
How often are you guys playing together these days?
6 to 8 times a year, maybe.
Okay, that's good.
Sometimes it goes in, you know, once every month or whatever, and then there's a drought for 3 or 4, but, I mean, that's kind of the nice part about now, where before it was like, you got to get gigs, you want your name out there, you want to keep getting the exposure. Now it's like, let's have fun, let's have a meaningful gig and kind of make a memory type deal. That's corny.
Actually, I like it here, because the people that come, and it's people a lot younger than us, and we'll be playing something, one of those obscure ones, and you see a bunch of people singing along, and that's really an interesting crowd.
So No Dying was your first gig?
No Dying at Flip and John's. Flip and John's. I take it that Flip was John's partner, so... it was like playing down at Poots here in Winona, but out in the country, so there's less people there. And
probably had, what, 10, 12 songs maybe to throw at him?
Yep, and so our parents were there, and some siblings, and somebody who lived down in Money Creek who wanted to abduct us and make us music slaves in his hunting shack.
No. How did that go on?
No, that's that one where we got stuck in their house.
Yeah.
It was bizarre. I mean, that was, what are we doing?
Did they have a campfire in their house?
Campfire, I don't know, and just an open room with poor carpets, and that's kind of where we set up and played in front of, I don't know.
I think we made $50 on that show,
Yeah.
So you guys had to all split that then, right?
Yeah, we each got like $12.50. So we were in the big bucks.
Did you get free beer or no?
Oh, yeah.
We were I was 16.
It was the moonshine they made themselves. Was no.
Yeah.
People do that?
No. we were happy to be alive.
Most favorite songs to do together as a band?
Hungry Like the Wolf, Space Age Love Song, Flock of Seagulls. I Believe in a Thing Called Love from the Darkness. Those ones always top it.
Yeah, believe it or not, there's a few songs that still have hung on from the late 80s that we still play. Some of those, you know, we change them out, you know, kind of freshen them up a little bit and substitute something else for it. But, I mean, I think we probably have, what, 130 songs we could pull out if we need to.
Yeah.
Have you ever had to pull out all of those songs in one night?
Hope to heavens, no. That's
no.
That's too much.
We're cutting them out of the list every time. You have to start culling. It's like, oh, geez, there's only 15 minutes, and pick the good ones.
Yeah, we have 42 on the slate for tonight, and I don't think we'll get anywhere close to that.
We don't need to get going right after 9 for sure, if that's going to happen.
Whose idea was it to do the 80s prom thing? Was
that was Ed's.
Yeah, it was Ed's idea. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, cool. And have they done it before? Or is it the third year?
I know it's the third year.
He's open, but this is the second year you're doing the 80s prom. And this is to mark his anniversary, was it? Or it's the end of the year, pretty much, for Winona State, year party?
Probably a little bit of both.
Yeah, he has a little bit of a 80s thing in him, too, so he kind of is like, hey, we should do a prom. Okay.
He's not on the court, though. You know, it's not on the court. Does anybody here know who's on the court? Or?
I know one guy on the court.
Are you rooting for him then?
Yeah, I voted for him. They're doing voting too.
I saw that. What's the weirdest, oddest request of a song you have ever gotten before that you could accommodate and one that you couldn't accommodate?
I think the one that sticks in my head was She's Like the Wind at Chicken Town. Just
like the Wind.
She's Like the Wind by Patrick
Swayze.
Yeah, She's Like the Wind, and they were insistent on it.
I don't remember that.
You know, we hardly ever get requests for slow songs, let alone that. That one just sticks in my mind as a...
Is that the one? She's all at a knee.
That's the one.
Oh, wow.
Where's Chicken Town? What is Chicken Town?
Oh.
That's down in Cresco, Iowa. Jim Trout and his family farm. It's kind of like Woodstock, kind of.
Yeah, it's like a 3 or 4 day music, food,
in
temple festival.
Beer,
And you were one of the headlining.
That was 2 years ago. This last summer, the summer before, that was tiring.
That's where the lights came down on my head, sitting behind the drums. Yeah, that was scary.
Everything was on pallets.
All the stage hands guys came running at me and like, I'm okay.
Have you ever gotten a request for Freebird?
Now, every time you play it,
I have a plan to make a really techno version of Freebird so that we can satisfy
them. So we don't get asked that again?
That they'll, like, you know, it's just complete synth, you know.
Well, the Southern Rock fans would really like that, wouldn't they?
Oh, they'd just be really mad then, desecrating the holy song.
Have you ever had somebody say you're desecrating a song or anything like that, or that you play it better than the original one? Anything like that ever happened for you guys?
Just to each other, mostly.
So, the most requested song?
They usually request it because we played it in the first set, and they ask for it in the second set. And like, where were you when we played that one? What? Whip It. People ask for Whip It a lot.
A lot of Devo. Yeah. Do you guys actually have the hats and the whips?
No.
Or no?
We should get those. Maybe the whips. I don't know. We don't have the energy dome.
If you had one sentence to describe your band, and you each can take a stab at it if you want, what would it be?
I think we've selected the music that's the most fun to us and find that other people find it fun to them. Because we don't get down on ourselves and get serious.
It's danceable.
Yeah. Yeah, we just have a good time. Here, like.
If each of you were born, reincarnated into a different type of musician, what would it be? We'll start off with drummer. If you could play any other percussionist.
Another drummer?
If you could be born to play another instrument.
What was that guy that played on Johnny Carson all the time that was really...
Buddy Rich?
Buddy Rich, yeah.
That's the same instrument. Oh, you just want to stick with it?
I probably have to stick with it because the other stuff's way too complicated.
Well, no, this is fantasy world. You can do it. You can be the harp if you want it to be.
You want. Eddie Van Halen, why not?
Okay, you'd be a singer. All right, you rip it up.
I would love to play that. I would like to play the Ilion pipes, the Irish bagpipes, the ones with the bellows, and they're just so emotive. And there's some really cool uppity world music using those.
And you get the outfit too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
I think guitar. Guitar would be a lot of fun. Real good guitar.
Like electric, acoustic.
Electric.
Yeah.
I like to play the piano, but there's too much. Too many things going on at one time. I can't parse it well enough to get one hand going and then do the other hand something completely different. So.
Have you guys ever tried to mix it up and be like, I'm going to try your instrument?
We do a little bit.
Yeah, there's a little horse in our life.
Yeah. He'll drum. And
dial drum.
You can play guitar. We do want to have a complete mix it up.
We do original songs, too. We probably have, what do we do?
I got three in tonight.
Three in tonight?
Yeah. Okay, great. We would love it.
Yeah, we do probably up to maybe six or seven that we could do live.
Mm-hmm. When you guys do your original pieces, what does it sound like? Like, what kind of sound is it? Is it still in the same vein, or how would you describe it?
It's fairly anthem-y sort of stuff, and our latest stuff kind of got that little bit of a calypso angle on it. And
I don't know, it's hard to really kind of pigeonhole it, really, because it's...
It's in context like with the rest of the stuff we do. It's not way out there. And
how often do you guys get together to write?
It hasn't been a year and a half now. Yeah. We practice once before each gig.
Yeah. Yeah, whether we need it or not. Yeah.
Whether we need it or not.
Who would be the main songwriter? Is it really collaborative, or is there somebody that...
Usually it's a lot of me, but that's...
Stan. Yeah.
Since you guys love doing music together, what's the daytime thing?
I fix gas pumps for a living, so I get down on my knees and stick my head underneath gas pumps. Hope I come back up.
He's killed a few brain cells along the way. I work at Rochester Community Technical College, where I work in the ed tech department, educational technology, and also I run the Crazy Public Access Channel up there for Charter Communications.
I work at Mayo.
What do you do at Mayo?
I work in the section of security there.
Cool.
And I'm a product development engineer out at Watlow, and I teach ballroom dance.
Oh, so you're who I would come to if I want to learn how to salsa or rumba or whatever.
Yep, that's me.
Oh, don't get him started.
No, get me started.
Are you guys always going to do this, or is it going to be one day you're going to be like, let's...
No, none of that. No,
I'd go crazy.
Yeah.
It's too easy now. It really is. I mean, we've gotten this base now of being together and being able to just not have to practice that hard, really.
And just show up and
show up and play. Yeah.
So if we space the gigs well enough, then it cuts the practice down to where we just want to learn a new song or write a new song. So the ones we're playing over and over again, it becomes pretty natural.
We try to bring in a new song at least two every gig. So what have we got tonight? Four new ones?
Five new ones.
Five new ones tonight.
What are those ones tonight?
Yeah, how long is Wasted? Is that like...
That's a minute long.
Like A whole minute?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Wasted by Black Flag. We're putting that one in. It's coming out of the vault. People Who Died from James Carroll Band.
Ooh, I love that song.
Yeah. That used to be a KQ on mainstay.
Yeah, yeah.
I listened to that all the time on when I was up in my room.
London Calling and Train in Vain by The Clash. Kind of that's a theme for tonight. And Donny Iris.
Yeah.
Love Is Like a Rock.
Love Is Like a Rock.
And now, since it is 80s prom night, were any of you ever on prom court? Or homecoming court or anything of that nature?
Oh, God, no.
When we were at that age?
Yeah.
No, we're all nerds.
Speak for yourself.
No. Okay. Did you at least go to your prom?
No.
I went twice and it didn't turn out so well.
No.
Oh, no!
I was the guy in the 16 candles with the night vision goggles standing against the wall.
Anything else you guys want to say about the band?
We're going to be playing, what is it?
July 29th.
July 29th in Rochester for a huge street dance called Thursdays on First.
It's an arts music festival that runs through June through September.
Yeah, they close down several streets and bring out food and art vendors. They have a couple stages set up, and we're on the main stage, and there's a second stage set up down around the corner. 6:30, 8:30 that night.
And we love playing outside. It's so much more open. And
summertime's your favorite time to play, probably, that we are in Minnesota.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lucky you're in the snow is terrible.
And we will travel.
Yeah.
Oh, we might be playing Winona State Homecoming Show.
Oh, hey.
At the Irish Pub over here. With
Mulligans.
Mulligans. It'll be, this is just tentative. And it could, the whole thing could fall apart, but it could. October, Standardized Punk Band, the Oxymorons, Hodgepodge.
Big reunion.
They're trying to get Public Nuisance back together. If any of the listeners remember them. Section 8. Maybe.
Andy Nelson, that one?
I don't know if that's the same one. Let's look for that in October.
Sounds
and
great.
Sign us up on Facebook. We're trying to get 100 fans.
Is there a prize? No prize?
No prize, no.
Aww.
But you get to hear about all the cool places we play.
That's true. That is the prize, right? Maybe some video at some point, maybe a little bit of audio.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, get that
going. You get junk mail from us in your Facebook thing, so that's the benefit of joining. But we don't play that much, so we don't send out that much.
Surprise! Okay. Well, great. We look forward to hearing you again. This has been The Live Feed. I am joined with the band October, co-host Anna Flores, and extra input by the fabulous Mike Martin tonight. And we are at Ed's Bar down on 3rd Street. I'm sure you all see about that on Facebook.
What's that?
From 2010.
Yes, see, that's what I like to hear.
We're going to throw one of our own at you. This is called Box of Stuff. We hope you enjoy. Thank you. Box of Stuff, thank you. That's one of our own, written by Stan over here. Outside of me, thank you.
Did you say aqua lung?
Encore,
aqua lung?
Aqua velva?
Aqua velva?
Yeah! All right!
What's that? Yeah? Really? This is.
It's the only way to be in common. Here in my cars, I'm the neighbor's. Can you listen to me? It's about leaving tonight, although nothing seems right in college.
Listening to the band October on KQAL's The Live Feed. Stay tuned next week for more great live performances and artist interviews. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.